Millions of people are without power in the Midwest and Great Plains today following a winter storm that has brought freezing rain, sleet, and lots of ice. At least 6 deaths have been blamed on the storm so far. Kansas has been hit hard, especially by the ice storm. Here's reporter Morgan Radford in Wichita.
In Kansas, 200 National Guard troops at the ready as crews salted icy roads that already caused a 20-car pileup.
Yeah, be careful, guys.
When all is said and done, it may be said that the storm's epicenter was the small town of Beaver, Oklahoma, a one-mile town with a population of around 1,500. I spoke with John Elfers, the fire chief there. He said the town has up to an inch of ice and is reeling from the storm. I asked him to describe what it looks like there today.
More or less a war zone. All of the trees are pretty well stripped. We've got power lines sagging all throughout town. The town is still without power. Everybody's yards are full of tree limbs of probably anywhere from, 2 inch to 6, 8 inch, 12 inch.
Have you ever seen a storm like this before?
Not here in this town.
So what are you advising the residents of Beaver to do?
The elderly, once we can get to them, if they need to be transported to the hospital for heat or oxygen, or we've also got emergency housing from our churches. And if they don't want to go anywhere but to there, we are trying to get them to heat and food.
How long do you think it's going to take to clean up after this storm?
Yeah, I'm going to say probably a week, 10 days, possibly 2 weeks.
That's John Elfers, the fire chief in Beaver, Oklahoma. I also spoke with police officer Travis Snowden, who's been answering calls and helping people get to safety.
We've had people call in from anywhere, lines going across their houses to... We had one incident where the tree limbs pulled the power line away from the house, which caused the meter box to spark, causing a small fire outside a residence. Just things like that.
Do you have power lines just down all over the place right now?
Yes, sir, we do.
And how do you make sure that people are safe, that kids don't walk over and touch them or anything?
If need be, we keep them... between 80 to 100 feet away, and if more precautions necessary, we've been closing off roads.
Well, on top of that inch of ice, it's been snowing in Beaver, Oklahoma, and other parts of the Great Plains. The weather is supposed to warm up a bit in the next day or two and turn to rain. Beaver officials are hoping that'll give them some time to clean up downed trees and power lines. And as for the storm, it is not over yet. It is expected to move north and east, heading to Rochester, New York, and Springfield, Massachusetts tomorrow.